What is truth? Where can I find answers to the many struggles that I face in life? I know of many people who are so certain that they know what is true, yet all of them believe different ideas or belong to different religions. Who is correct? How do I know? Others say that there is no absolute truth, that people should decide for themselves what truth is. These are troubling questions for individuals seeking a philosophical foundation.
Many have been convinced that there are no absolute standards for right or wrong or for truth. What's true for me is not necessarily true for you. The Protestant Reformed churches receive the Bible as God's word, as absolute truth and the standard for right and wrong.
The Bible is the book of answers that God has given us by which to learn everything that we need to know about what truth is. Actually, it is the only book that declares the truth. To believe the truth of the Bible requires faith, which God gives to certain people. Another gift of God is the church, a place on this earth where those who believe in Him gather and share His truth with one another.
It is important to belong to a church because Christ is in that church. And apart from Christ, there is no salvation. Those tasks of the church of preaching and the exercise of Christian discipline, administration of sacraments, are the ways in which Jesus Christ saves His people. And therefore, it is essential that one be a member of a faithful church, because that is how Christ saves His people.
It's important for us to belong to the church because Christ gathers the church. There is no being saved apart from the church. And that church, manifested on earth, is our spiritual mother. She's the one who feeds us, who comforts us, who corrects us.
There are many denominations in the world and no shortage of churches to attend. How do you choose which one to attend? Don't you want to attend a church whose teachings proclaim the real truth about everything on which you have questions? The Protestant Reformed churches are dedicated to proclaiming the truth of the gospel as it is found in God's Word, the Bible. We believe that this is a vital part of the church's work and is to be carried out in the form of preaching by our ministers.
What drew me already when I was in seminary in another denomination, and it was the teaching of the covenant. Two aspects of that. Number one, the covenant defined as a relationship of fellowship with God. That was attractive. It was beautiful. Warm teaching instead of a cold agreement. And second of all, then, an unconditional covenant, not based on what man does, but what God has done.
I think the Protestant Reformed Church is different from many other churches in our emphasis on the preaching. The preaching is the main focus of our worship services, and it's a faithful exposition of the Word of God.
Protestant Reformed Church differs in that we're not as concerned, or shouldn't be as concerned, about numbers. We bring the Word of God, we leave it to God to give the fruit, and so our sole basis is preaching the truth of God's Word and leaving the results to God.
In searching for a church, a person ought to look for three things. First of all, is the Word of God faithfully preached? Secondly, are the sacraments, baptism and Lord's Supper, administered according to Scripture? And third, is Christian discipline exercised so that backsliding members are properly attended to? These have commonly been called the three marks of the true church.
The Protestant Reformed churches are called Reformed because we derive all of our beliefs directly from the Bible, and we officially hold to several creeds that summarize the Bible's teachings.
Reformed is defined by three creeds that came out of the great Protestant Reformation of the 16th and 17th century. These are the Heidelberg Catechism, the Belgic Confession, and the Canons of Dort. These are the three creeds of our churches, and we receive them as faithful summaries of the main teachings of the Bible.
The Protestant Reformed churches believe in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We believe that on earth there is only one holy, united church that includes people from all nationalities and ethnicities. We believe in the communion of the saints meaning that we care for one another as fellow Christians and share the joy of our salvation with each other. We believe that we are sinners with a critical need for salvation, and that this salvation comes only from Christ. We believe that our bodies will be resurrected one day, and that after that resurrection, we will enjoy an everlasting life with Christ who saved us. This is taught to us in the gospel.
The gospel is the good news of God that there is full and free salvation to all and everyone who believes. This good news must be preached indiscriminately wherever God gives us an open door, and the Protestant Reformed churches are eager to do so.
Our belief in the gospel is reflected in all of our activities. Our church life is active and multifaceted. Every Protestant Reformed church holds two worship services each Sunday, one in the morning and one in the afternoon or evening. Our services focus on worshiping God, who is our Father and constantly cares for us. During our services, we sing to Him in order to acknowledge and praise Him for His care. We pray to Him, thanking Him for all that He does and asking Him for His help in all things. The service is centered on the preaching that proclaims the truth about God.
It's important to belong to a church because God uses the ministry of the church, especially the preaching, to bring His people to faith and to nurture them in their faith. Those who separate themselves from the church do so to the peril of their own soul.
Our calling and the purpose of our preaching is to declare the truth about man's sin and guilt before God, and to bring the joyful gospel of God's amazing grace to save His people.
The PRC does not have a social calling. What I mean by that is the church as church is not called to preach a social gospel, a gospel that aims at the improvement of this world and making this world a better place in which to live. The calling of the church is to preach the gospel for the spiritual salvation of sinners. At the same time, the church is called to point the individual members of the church to their social calling. And that calling is simply to live in the midst of this world, fully to partake of the life of this world in every area, but in obedience to God's commandments and for the glory of God.
To help understand their calling, members of the Protestant Reformed churches, both young and old, engage in the study of the gospel through Bible studies and catechism classes throughout the week. Although not governed by the churches, several Protestant Reformed Christian schools located near many of our churches educate our children in all subjects from the perspective of the Bible. Our seminary, located in Granville, Michigan, offers complete pastoral instruction and training to men who wish to become Protestant Reformed pastors. There are currently 25 Protestant Reformed congregations in the United States and 3 in Canada. We also maintain regular communication with several groups and individuals who, because of their location, are unable to attend one of our churches. Because we believe that the church is to be found in all nations, we also have several active mission fields currently established in various parts of the world. Mission work is essential to the church for several reasons.
Three things, I think, you could say. Probably the first is obedience. When Christ left the church, the last thing He said to His disciples is, "Go out to all the world and preach." And we want to be obedient to that commission. Another reason would be love. Love for the church. That mission work builds up. We love the church. And by mission work, God promises to add to His church. And we love the people who are going to be added. We see the fallen world and people in misery. And we want to do mission work for that reason. But maybe the most important reason is that we live in gratitude. And we're so thankful for what God did for us, delivering us from our misery and giving us what we have, that the response of thanks is to go out and tell others what God did for us. That's our reason. That's why it's important to us. Obedience, love, and gratitude.